From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. In New York City, a political shakeup is coming. Term limits are forcing out most elected officials, including Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. The Republican mayor has generated his share of controversy, but during his 8 years in office, the city has seen a reduction in crime and an increase in tourism. So as six contenders seek a chance to replace Giuliani in next week's primaries, they're all trying to position themselves as his logical successor. And as Beth Furtick of member station WNYC reports, that makes it hard for any of them to stand out.
In a city that thrives on politics, you'd think there'd be some enthusiasm about the most competitive mayoral race in nearly a decade. And yet, it's hard to detect much of any response among Brooklyn voters Tracy Perrell and Peter Connorton.
All they're doing is making the same promises. No one candidate in my mind stands out more so than the other.
Not too many good people running, I don't think. They're just dull candidates to me. I don't know.
New York voters could be forgiven for that perception. This year's Democratic primary is crowded with four city officials who political consultant Norman Adler says are sometimes difficult to tell apart.
The problem is that all of these candidates kind of look like Tweedledum and Tweedledee.
Especially when the man they're hoping to succeed is Rudolph Giuliani. The former prosecutor helped cut crime to its lowest level in 30 years by taking on everyone from panhandlers to jaywalkers.
Giuliani has been a relatively popular mayor for 8 years. He's credited with cleaning the city up in a number of areas. So nobody wants to say, I want to turn the clock back. They all want to say, I'll move forward from Giuliani. And then they separate themselves out in very minor ways after that point.
Democrat Mark Green has tried to do that by standing side by side with Giuliani's former police commissioner.
Hi, Mark Green. Say hello to Bill Bratton.
William Bratton helped launch the Giuliani crackdown on law and order, but he left after clashing with the mayor. He's now making the rounds with Green.
You've got to be the next police commissioner. You are the best.
Bratton's presence is the most striking sign of Giuliani's influence in this election. Green is considered the most liberal candidate in the race. He's been a constant critic of Giuliani's aggressive policing strategies and his post as public advocate, a watchdog on government agencies. But in this campaign, Green has adopted a more moderate message.
Voters want a mayor who will not just not take a step back on crime, but continue to reduce crime to low and lower levels, as other cities have done, and at the same time have the courage to stand up to those officers who taint the whole department, who abuse civilian rights, and who think they can get away with it.
That statement could just as easily have come from any of the other Democratic candidates. All have pledged to lower crime while addressing concerns about police brutality under Giuliani's strong-arm regime. They also point to their role in the success of the Giuliani years, Peter Vallone as Speaker of the City Council, and Comptroller Alan Hevesy as the city's chief financial officer. But Giuliani is also a polarizing figure, so the candidates have tried to distance themselves from his combative personality. Hevesy is running television ads portraying himself as the only candidate with the courage to fight the mayor. And another Democrat, Fernando Ferrer, tells his audiences that the Giuliani years weren't so good for everyone.
Let's talk about the other New York. The New York where most New Yorkers live. The New York where 1.1 million children, most of them black and Latino and Asian, poor and working class, attend public schools that are underfunded, that are overcrowded, and increasingly staffed by teachers who lack proper training and credentials. They just can't work.
Ferrer is borough president of the Bronx, and he's hoping to become the city's first Latino mayor. His supporters are trying to forge a black-Latino coalition, a big challenge given that all of the candidates have been around long enough to claim some support in each community. Ferrer is counting on a big boost from his endorsement by the Reverend Al Sharpton, the black civil rights activist who is now preparing to run for president.
Al Sharpton supports Fernando Ferrer for mayor.
Not surprisingly, the two Republicans in the race are clinging more closely to Giuliani. They're warning voters about the prospect of returning to a Democratic leadership.
Remember when crime was out of control? In 1993, there were as many as 2 million illegal guns on our streets.
This television ad was produced by Michael Bloomberg, owner of the Bloomberg Financial Media Empire. He says the city can't afford to take a step back.
The reduction in crime can be turned around instantly if we take our eye off the ball, if we stop the enforcement of the laws, if we stop going after people that commit crimes.
Bloomberg's Republican rival is former Congressman and Deputy Mayor Herman Badillo, who left the Democratic Party several years ago. He now accuses Bloomberg of not being a real Republican and of trying to buy the election. The billionaire was a Democrat until changing parties last year, and he's already spent $20 million of his own money. In a city with 5 registered Democrats for every Republican, Bloomberg is saturating the airwaves in preparation for whichever candidate he'll face in November. Among the Democrats, Green and Ferrer are leading, but a runoff is planned if no one clears 40% in next week's primary. Meanwhile, the current occupant of City Hall seems amused watching 6 different candidates compare and contrast themselves to him. With his modesty characteristically under control, Mayor Rudolph Giuliani said he's flattered by the attention. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.